This is KCUR 89.3. Many pet owners expect to be able to bring their furry friends everywhere, to restaurants, to the grocery store, on planes, and now some even want more doors opened up. More and more domestic violence shelters are accepting the pets of owners who have experienced abuse, and a federal proposal would set up funding for more to do so. But this isn't just for love of animals. Supporters say it can save people's lives. Heartland Health Monitor's Alex Smith reports.
When Kimberly Pearson first met her former husband, it seemed like love at first sight.
I could have swore that was my soulmate. I mean, that's how much I cared for him.
But Pearson says her husband, who's in the construction business, became a different person when he started drinking.
His attitude started changing, you know, and then he'd get uptight because work, he's very organized, and if the tools wouldn't get back into place, he would call him because of me out on the way home because the tools didn't get put back in place by his employees.
Pearson, who's a healthcare worker, says he eventually became physically abusive. But during these scary situations, she realized she had allies, her big Labrador retrievers. She's got three of them, Miko, Serenity, and Sissy.
My dogs would protect me. If he would come towards me, they would be right in front of me. He couldn't come past them.
Pearson knew she needed to get away, but her attempts were thwarted.
Because every time I would leave him, he would tell me, I'm going to kill your family, and I'm going to kill your son and your grandbabies, your parents, and I'm going to make you watch me kill them, and then I'm going to kill you, and then I'm going to kill myself.
Pearson says when she was away, her husband would turn the dogs loose to roam on the nearby highway. But even as things grew worse, Pearson says she had a hard time imagining taking the steps she'd need to be safe.
When someone said, go to a shelter, I looked at him like, what? I'm not going to a shelter. Because I felt like that I felt like I had to be trash or I had to be poor or something like that to go to a shelter.
And there was another worry. What would happen to her dogs? Sadly, Pearson's dilemma is not uncommon.
Abusers will often target the animal as a way of intimidating, frightening, threatening, in some cases punishing a woman for something she has done that is not to the liking of the abuser.
Frank Ashione is a scholar in residence at the University of Denver who studied the link between domestic violence and pets. He says that between a quarter and a third of women in shelters say concerns about their pets had delayed them from going into the shelter.
Women were often endangering themselves, sometimes their children, by staying in an abusive situation because they simply did not know what to do to be able to ensure the safety of their companion animals.
Ashione is an advocate for the Pet and Women's Safety or PAWS Act, a proposed federal law that would create $3 million in funding for domestic abuse shelters to accept pets. It would also extend protection orders to include pets. Matching PAWS bills were first introduced in the House and Senate in 2015, but haven't made much progress. Supporters are hopeful that 2017 might be their lucky year, but their hopes are shadowed by a concern about the future of public funding, not just for the proposed bill, but for domestic violence programs overall under the incoming Trump administration and a fiscally conservative Congress. Monica McLaughlin is the Deputy Director of Public Policy for the National Network to End Domestic Violence.
Three women are murdered every day in this country on average at the hands of a partner or former partner, and so we're incredibly concerned that the programs that currently exist would be hit with budget cuts. Because if they don't have enough money, they can't open their doors to survivors who are fleeing.
The PAWS proposal seeks funding through the Department of Agriculture rather than the Justice or Housing and Urban Development departments, which fund many domestic violence programs. And McLaughlin says that's partly to make sure they won't affect funding for programs that already exist. But she and other supporters, including Frank Ashione, say that even if lean times are ahead, funding to accommodate pets shouldn't be dismissed as something frivolous. In fact, it can actually lead to more people taking steps to go into shelter.
Well, the powerful effect that it has is it eliminates one significant worry that women and children who are considering leaving an abusive situation have about what's going to happen to their pets.
Sit. Sit down. Ready? Sit. Sit. No, sit.
On a recent sunny afternoon, Kimberly Pearson and her three dogs paid a visit to the Rose Brook Center in Kansas City and played catch in the yard. The domestic violence shelter has been accepting pets since 2012. It has a kennel and veterinary services that are funded with help from the Bayer Corporation and is considered a national model. After leaving her home and abusive relationship, Pearson spent 7 months at Rose Brooks, and she says having her dogs there helped her recover. She still gets choked up remembering the hours she spent with them within the safety of the shelter's gates.
If you're upset, they're there for you. You can go down there, and they're there. They come for you, and they help you. They help you go through the hurt. They fill that emptiness for you. But I would not come here without my dogs.
Kimberly Pearson is now back home with Serenity, Sissy, and Miko, and looking ahead to the next chapter of their lives. Alex Smith, Heartland Health Monitor.
Heartland Health Monitor is a health reporting collaboration based here at KCUR.